Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is the fourth episode in our meditation on God's plan for marriage, family, and sexuality. It's almost as if today absolutely no one understands why the sexual act belongs only in the context of marriage. People experiment as a matter of course once they hit puberty. They see sexuality as something recreational, something entertaining, and most tragically of all, perhaps even Catholics, most Catholic couples are cohabitating before they get married, as though marriage is an afterthought or some kind of optional accessory to their sexual relationship. But the Church has always taught that sexual activity belongs inside of marriage. That's the only place where it's appropriate, not just because God says so, but because that's how we're made. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, here's a very important principle for understanding appropriate human interaction. Ready? It's this. A gesture of physical intimacy must be proportionate to the existing personal relationship. If it isn't, the gesture will be inappropriate and will harm the relationship instead of making them better. So, for instance, suppose I have someone over to my house for the very first time. Suppose I greet them at the door and say, "Oh, I'm so glad you came over." And then I proceed not to give him a handshake, but a long, heartfelt embrace, during which I rub his back and hold my face close to his for a long time. And then I kiss him on the forehead. I'll bet that guy turns and runs. He's not coming into my house. I might end up with a lawsuit. Because I've jumped to the gesture of intimacy that's not appropriate to our relationship. And I've probably wrecked any hope for a good relationship. Or have you ever been on really bad terms with someone, but then at a public gathering they act like everything's great? You know, big hugs and smiles. It totally makes it worse, doesn't it? Or remember how upsetting it was for Jesus when Judas kissed him. It all proves the same point. A gesture of physical intimacy must be proportionate to the existing relationship. Otherwise, it damages relationships instead of supporting them. So then, what kind of gesture of intimacy is the sexual act? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The sexual act is a physical gesture of total personal self-gift, right? Physically, you're giving everything. You are presenting your entire body. So you're giving the other person everything quantitatively. And the sexual act is designed so that you give the other person even your genetic material, the blueprint of who you are, which means you're giving the other person everything quantitatively. Now, we've said that gestures of physical intimacy must be proportionate to the existing personal relationship. So, if the sexual act is a gesture of intimacy that gives everything physically, then the only relationship that could be proportionate to that act would be a relationship that gives everything personally. And that relationship, a relationship of total personal self-gift, is what we call marriage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So now we know why the Church believes sex belongs in marriage. It's not because the Church is nervous or legalistic or wants to keep kids from having too much fun. It's because we ruin relationships when we prematurely jump into physical gestures of intimacy that are disproportionate to the personal relationship. And what that means is that before we give everything physically to the other, we should give everything personally to the other. And giving everything means giving everything we have. It means not just giving a night, but the rest of our lives. It means not just giving part of yourself to one person and saving part of yourself for someone else. It means giving all of yourself. And you can only give all of yourself if you don't divvy yourself up among multiple partners. It means not just giving what you are actually at this minute, but all the potential that lies within you. And that includes your potential to be a father or a mother. That's a lot to give. It's a lot to give your life to another person. But it's why we were designed as men and women, so that we could give everything physically, but also give everything personally. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we need to get the word out. The church doesn't ever condemn or forbid love. She doesn't ever condemn or forbid giving of oneself. What she does condemn is stinginess in love. And she condemns stinginess in the self-gift. The church doesn't want people to hold back. The church says, if you're gonna love one another, go all out, go all in, give everything. And you can do it. In fact, you were made to love. So if this is the person, then don't be half-hearted about it. Love them. Give yourself to that person physically, all the way. But only if you've promised before God and man to give yourself to them personally, all the way, in marriage. The church will never condemn love. She will only condemn not loving enough. Why? Because she knows we're capable of loving more. And she knows that nothing less will make us happy. And you might be surprised at this. God and the church are totally obsessed with our happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, Christ, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you're 20 and you interact with a lot of people college age. Do you think they will understand? Do you think this is a good way to explain things to them, that gestures of physical intimacy must be proportionate to the existing personal relationship? And the only personal relationship proportionate to the sexual act is marriage.
I think they'll begin to understand. It's hard because with a topic like this, I like to say it's like trying to fit an elephant in a birdcage.
Why is that?
This is one of the most important aspects of human life, and especially the spiritual life, that we desire to be loved. And this is such a big part of love that it's going to be hard to fully understand it and comprehend it, because we're talking about love, and God is love, and that is reality and life itself. So I think we're going to have to keep talking about this topic to even begin to grasp it, but I think that's a really, really good start. Because even outside of just referring to the sexual act, there are so many actions along the way that I see young people getting confused about. When are things acceptable, and what is too far, when no one knows where the boundaries are, and we want to draw specific lines and say, this is never okay, this is always okay. But that's not how it works, because you have to be thinking about intention. You have to be thinking about the situation. And I think you can't get a better grasp of what is okay and what's not okay than just saying, is it proportional to the relationship? If you've only known someone for 2 weeks, there are things that just aren't going to be okay.
Right. And when we go beyond those, when we exceed those limits, and then we find out the person didn't see me that way, we feel used.
I've never seen, that is the one thing that I've seen destroy people more wholly and completely than anything else. Thinking, because not to go a little too light and quote something I find incredible and funny, and I think you might know the quote I'm about to say, what we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Right. You're right.
You have someone who is communicating to you, I love you, I care about you, I'm giving you this gift of self. They might not think that they're communicating that at all. And I've seen that time and time again in so many different situations. And one person will always be completely destroyed down to the very like concept of who they think they are and what reality is. And the other person won't even know that they hurt someone. And it will be impossible for them to know and feel it, because again, it's just loving people means that you can get hurt by them, but that's why you need to be careful with who you're trusting and how far you're letting things get when you don't have those levels of commitment. Because it doesn't matter who that person is and how long you've known them and how much you think you can trust them. If they're not putting down, hey, I want to marry you, this is where we're at, there's no real promise and there's nothing to hold them to.
Really, you could say, another way you could say it is that gestures of physical intimacy must be proportionate to commitment.
Yes, absolutely. And people jump the gun because they're like, oh, what's the issue? Why shouldn't I, if this is what I feel? And that can be something as light as a kiss. It could be something as light as just holding someone's hand, leaning on someone's shoulder, just being too close physically. Because on one hand, not only are you not communicating in a practical sense to the other person, but you are diminishing your ability to fully understand the situation and think practically. When someone's approaching you physically, it gets really, really difficult to think, okay, does this person love me and care about me? Are they actually doing enough to love me when you're so intoxicated by the physical aspect of things? And that's why I think you should take things very, very, very slow.
Yeah, that's on the front end, so to speak, before you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Now we could take it to the other end of the spectrum where couples, they're in a marriage, which is a total giving of self. Yet at that point, they stop expressing it through their bodies. And then the other person feels unloved.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, men who don't do profoundly beautiful things like hold the hand of their wife,
mm-hmm.
or just sit on the couch next to them, put their arm around them, look into their eyes, be totally present to them in a conversation.
Yeah.
That's a physical expression of this commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Or likewise, women at a certain point, it's not universal, but it can happen that women don't have a desire for the marital act, and they stop expressing that to their husbands. But on both sides of the spectrum, the now we're not giving a physical gesture in proportionate to the relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's harmful as well.
You're right. Because relationships are so complex because people are complex. And again, this is kind of the
complex with body and soul.
This is the most you can do is love another and love someone in this way as well. So it's so different in all the different phases of relationships. You can speak more to a marriage than I can, obviously, but that every step of the way we have to be so careful because there are still moments where it's like, again, you could be failing to just love them in those little ways that you talked about, like just holding someone's hand, looking them in the eye, really listening to them, really appreciating them, complimenting them, saying all of that because you think you're giving enough love in a physical sense. But then again, when the physical aspect is gone or that you're just not doing that as much, then where's the love?
Yeah, because the love has to be expressed through the body
because
mm-hmm. that's how we're designed as humans. It doesn't just mean sex. It means communication through being physically together, holding
mm-hmm.
hands.
Because it's all communication.
It's all communication.
That's what people forget.
So maybe the principle is don't give more than expresses the relationship on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, don't give less
mm-hmm. absolutely
than the relationship is.
That's well put.
Well, really enjoy the conversation with you.
Yeah, I really did. Obviously, I think there's going to be so much more to talk about the more we get into this series. So I'm not even saying this to like promote, but genuinely, I think it's going to be really necessary that people follow every episode because it's just building in such a delicate way, like a house of cards, you know? If you miss a bit of this information, it can be really difficult to comprehend later points. I think it's worth it to even go back if you missed something in this Theology of the Body series.
Yes, that's
every
right.
Every bit of information is going to be so important.
And especially as we go further in this series, we're going to be talking about all the hard issues. But don't worry, parents, we're going to do it in a G or PG way.
Yeah.
So it's great to listen to it with your kids and then discuss it like Teresa and I do.
Yeah.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.